Let's get it cracking. Ladies and gentlemen, our first roaster. We're gonna get him out of the way so we can enjoy some comedy. Please give it up for Greg Giraldo. Make some noise for him.
Thank you, everybody. Keep it going for Cat Williams, everybody. Isn't he adorable? What a cute little kind of person he is. Holy shit. Cat, you're like Afro Sheen. Some white people have heard of you, but no one knows what you do. What a teeny little pimp. Man, being a pimp ain't easy, especially when you gotta stand on phone books to smack a bitch. You got a great look, Cat. I love it. I was backstage. I thought I smelled the stinkiest, nastiest butt. Turns out it was just Cat ironing his hair. This is great. Cat Williams, Flava Flav, Snoop, Ice-T. There's so many black dicks up here, I feel like we're doing this roast in Lisa Lampanelli's mouth. Basically, Lisa, you've swallowed more black seeds than Warren Sapp at a watermelon eating contest. Ice-T is here. Holy Ice-T, you fucking fossil. Holy shit. You're so old, the first thing you bought with your record deal money was your freedom. On your first album, the N-word was Negro. Some more is here. Some more, when it comes to movies, maybe you should do some less. Soul Plane, holy shit. That was such a horrible embarrassment to black people. Brigitte Nielsen tried to fuck it. Brigitte Nielsen's here. Good to see you sitting up, sweetheart. I guess you're in rehab, and I really hope that works out for you. But seriously, if you want to stop repeating the disgusting things you've done in the past, why don't you just get your pussy sewn shut? Think of how many spools of thread that would take. Your pussy's so big, Sylvester Stallone left his career in there. God, you are a big, ghoulish woman. I'm talking to you, Carrot Top. Jesus. What happened to your face? You look retarded. How did you do that? How did you find a plastic surgeon who could add a chromosome? And what's with the muscles? How much strength does it take to jump around on stage like a spastic monkey? Don't answer that, Flav. That's for later. This really is an ugly group of people, holy shit. Just like giant white women and a bunch of black dudes. I feel like we're doing one of those baby daddy shows on the Maury Povich show. Don't worry, Jimmy, you'll be hosting that soon, too. You just had your appendix out. Apparently you can get appendicitis from being overrated. That was the one that was too much. Overrated. Giant pussy's okay, but don't. Jeff Ross. Jeff, how are you? Jeff just hosted some ridiculous talent show on ABC. A talent show. Where do you get the balls to host a talent? You running a talent show is like Michael Vick running the ASPCA. Maybe next year you can host a handsome contest. Good to see Snoop here. Snoop smoked so much hemp, he once shit a rope. Snoop, you're filled with toxins, you've killed people, and you've been banned from every country on the planet. You're like Chinese toothpaste. And now, guest of honor, Flava Flav. This is exciting, Flav. It really is. This is an honor. I've never roasted an oily cadaver before. You're like a turd with teeth. Look at yourself. I love the crown. You look like King Lear got trapped in a forest fire. You are one black motherfucker. You're like a skeleton wrapped in electrical tape. You look like Idi Amin after a 3-year crack binge on the sun. You're a groundbreaker. Let's face it, Flav. This is a racist country, and normally to make it in America, a black man has to be really good at something. Flavor of Love, I've seen more culturally uplifting entertainment at a Tijuana donkey show. All right, Flav. Well, you're the best, man. You've just left a mark on the cultural landscape that people can only dream of doing, and you're one of the most memorable people ever in the history of entertainment. And you know that clock around your neck, that was just a pure genius. Because watching you, America really always knows what time it is. It's time black people stop progressing as a race.